Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
This week's episode is brought to you by Google AdWords for the modern auto detail business. Now, this is a course, and Google AdWords is something that I've been doing in my personal detailing business for quite some time now, and it's something that I've tweaked and condensed and studied, and I've worked the perfect model to make profitable Google ads. So Google ads can sometimes be, or paid advertising in general, can sometimes be a really scary thing to dive into. You're investing money, you're not sure what the outcome is going to be. But what I've done is developed a course outlining exactly how I run my personal Google ads, and I show you how you can do that too. So it leaves the guesswork out of it. You just are shown how to make profitable Google ads. So if you're interested in driving some serious traffic to your business, if you're looking at reaching new customers and you want to do it in kind of the modern approach to word of mouth marketing and taking advantage of the authority that Google offers and Google searching offers, because that's really what it comes down to, is taking advantage of the authority that Google offers you, and you could get the number one spot on the number one page for select keywords. If you're interested in this, and if you're interested in taking your business to the next level, head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. That's autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. Now back to the show.
Hey, this is Jimbo with the Auto Detailing Podcast. Just want to give you guys a quick tip. I'm out here in the field today dealing with some really nasty brake dust on some BMWs, some Mercedes. So just a quick tip, something that's been working really well for me. It is a bit controversial, and some guys don't like working with it because it's a little nasty, and you do have to be careful in the sun and on hot brake pads and rotors and stuff like that. But hydrofluoric acid diluted down, I usually do about 50-50. Some people may not agree and say that's too heavy, but that's a dilution rate that works really well for me. So half water, half hydrofluoric acid. When the rim or the car side and the rims that I'm trying to do are in the shade and they're cooled down, I know they're not hot, I'll usually start on the front rim, spray the whole rim with the hydrofluoric acid, move on to the back rim, really soak the whole rim with hydrofluoric acid again, come back to the front rim with my pressure washer, and just watch all the brake dust come off. Especially if you're doing a chrome rim, be careful, do a test spot first. But if you're doing a chrome rim on a BMW, on a Mercedes, even an alloy, it's going to save you a ton of time. And once you get comfortable, if you're doing the car on a regular basis, and you know the car, you know the rims, you know that the acid's safe on it, it's going to save you a ton of time. Be careful in the sun. You can do it in the sun, but I would just, if your rim is in the sun and it's somewhat hot, I would spray that hydrofluoric acid on it and rinse it right away. Don't go to the back rim. But that's my quick tip for today. All right, any questions? Feel free to leave comments.
Today's sponsor of the show is Bluehost. Bluehost offers domains and hosting. If you're looking at buying a domain name or hosting your current domain name, head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com/website. I've worked out a deal with Bluehost for special discounts and offers for Auto Detailing Podcast listeners, and it also helps me out too. It gives me a little bit of kickback for each one of you that sign up through that website, autodetailingpodcast.com/website, where you can get a free domain name with a hosting plan. So head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com/website and pick up that free domain with any hosting package. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com for full show notes and links of everything that we've talked about today. And don't forget to check out our resources page for a direct link to all the products talked about not only on today's episode, but that I use in my day-to-day detail business. They have direct links so you can purchase and get free shipping right from that page. That's autodetailingpodcast.com. We'll see you on the next episode.